Hello everyone and welcome to a new Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the 50 decibel quiet 7 thrusting and rotating automatic male masturbators cup from Sohemi. So this looks pretty similar to toys I've reviewed in the past. In fact, this is a toy I've reviewed in the past, but they upgraded the motor. So I told them I'd take a second look at it since they've upgraded it. So this is one of those spinning robot pussies that doesn't just spin, but it spins and telescopes along a certain kind of area. So what I've noticed in the past is that these toys that spin and telescope are much less powerful than the ones that simply spin or the ones that simply telescope. So it's one of those cases where less is more. But this is a new upgraded motor, so again, we're going to give it a shot. It's got a really cool kind of metallic blue design. You can see the very reflective, I mean, it's not metal, it's plastic, but they gave it a cool blue type of look to it. And also, bonus points, it comes with a hands-free mounting suction cup. So I've talked about this before. If you're going to make a hands-free toy, and that this is made to be a hands-free toy, you want to make sure you include these. Just because you put the screw in the back, if you don't include one of these, unless you have one of these left over from a different toy, you can't use it. And so, you know, I don't appreciate that. It also comes with a charging cord. Now, it does use a proprietary charging cord as opposed to like a micro USB or a USB-C. Nobody's perfect. I do prefer basic USB charging cords rather than these proprietary cords, because if you lose one, you can't find a replacement easily. And plus, when you have dozens and dozens of toys, all the proprietary cords get thrown in a bag and you can't figure out which cord goes to which toy. It's just so much easier if you just use USB. Another cool thing is this toy comes with a free bottle of Yarun lube. So I like the Yarun lube. It's very runny, but it feels natural. So you get a free bottle of lube with the purchase of the toy. All right. So this has like a separate cap for some reason. I guess it keeps stuff from getting into it. It doesn't screw in or off. It just snaps in. The insert has a flexible TPE kind of silicone cap, and it just snaps on. It does freely rotate, but it doesn't come off. Like you can take it off, but you can hear it. You can hear it. It clicks in. So it's in there. You can take it off relatively easily. So this may come off during use, which I'm not a fan of, but you do have to put a little bit of pressure on it to get it to come off. So let me just, okay. This most likely will come off during use. So I like that it doesn't screw in, because that's annoying, but I would have appreciated it staying on a little bit easier. Maybe like a button or something, some kind of latch that you can kind of squeeze it to get it on and off, because this literally just comes off by just pulling on it. And when you're thrusting in and out of it, I can easily see that happening. But anyway, you've got three buttons. We got a power button in the middle, and we have a plus and a minus. And this is going to adjust the settings. I've seen toys which have separate speed and style modes. This one is more of a budget model. It doesn't have all the features of something like you'd see from a Leighton, but such is life. All right, let's turn it on. Okay, so we turn it on, the light comes on. We'll get it going. This is pretty quiet. Wow. So I know they upgraded the motor and they said that this was quiet. This is pretty quiet. This may not come through on camera. It's changing direction. That's pretty cool. It changes direction on a dime too. I like it when it cranks on you. That's one of my things. You know, just having a spinning robot pussy just change direction abruptly and crank you the other way feels pretty nice. All right, so that's what the plus. I'm just hitting the plus sign, and I think that if you hit the minus, it goes back. Yeah, so it cycles through, I don't know, 7 different modes, and then you can hit plus or minus to go back and forth. But these aren't like speed or power. This is just the 7 modes. So there's 7 different modes, and you can adjust them by clicking the buttons either backwards or forwards. All right, so like I was saying previously, my problem with these sorts of toys is that they don't have a lot of power. So when you're using one, it tends to slow down or even grind to a halt while you're using it, which is always very frustrating. I do like the quiet motor. This is much quieter than I'm used to. But I'm going to stick my finger in it, and we're going to see if we can stop this or how much pressure it takes to stop it. Because that's usually been the downfall of these toys. They have a fairly weak motor, and I'm guessing that because it's so quiet, it's probably pretty weak too. All right. Oh, I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm applying a significant amount of force. Let me just... Wow. Holy crap. That's impressive. Okay, I'm pushing. Okay, you can't stop it. Okay, it does... All right. Color me impressed. So normally with these sorts of toys, I apply a little bit of pressure and it stops. And it's not stopping. You can see it's not stopping. I don't have any lube on my finger either. And I'm applying a significant amount of pressure. If I push it down all the way, like I'm trying to stop it, I can't stop it. But notice it immediately starts up again. Like even if I put all the pressure I need to stop it, as soon as I let go of that pressure, it starts spinning again. I'm really impressed with this. I was expecting, because it has a quieter motor, that it's going to be a lot less powerful and it's going to just stop immediately. I mean, you've seen me review those toys where I barely touch it and the motor stops. But, I mean, this is still going, and I'm putting a significant amount of pressure on this. I'm putting about the pressure that I would imagine that during use you would apply. So during use, you're not going to apply like so much pressure. You're not going to like try to stop it. And again, I'm not using any lube. That was just my finger going in the toy. So you add lube, you might not be able to stop this. If your fingers or your penis is very lubed, it's probably just going to keep going. I'm really impressed. I was not expecting the motor to pass the... I don't even know what to call this test. I just apply pressure to it to see how much pressure it takes to stop it. And this passes the test. I'm actually really impressed. Wow. That's amazing. So holy shit. Okay. So it's really quiet. And it has a really powerful motor. I mean, really powerful is relative. But for its price and for what it does, I'm pretty impressed. And it is quiet. I know it is making some noise. But as far as these sorts of toys do, this is really quiet for the type of toy it is. Oh, man, I'm pretty impressed. Okay, all right. I wasn't expecting that. And I think everything else works the same. Like, to clean it, does this part come off? This part should come off for cleaning purposes. Yeah, okay. So this part comes off. Does this part come off or does this screw on? Let me take the insert out to see what we're doing. Okay, so there's a cap. All right, this is a little bit of a problematic thing. There's a cap that has little... clips to hold the insert in place, and it doesn't look like there's an easy way to take that off, and it looks like the cage is screwed into the motor, which means if you want to clean this off, like after you come in it, you're gonna have to take the whole thing to the sink, rinse it out, dump it out, and the problem with that is if water gets down into the motor, the entire toy could break. So I would have appreciated a removable cage. Or if it is screwed in, you know, not having to mess around with clips. Let me see how hard these clips are to get off. All right, okay, that's not too hard. So the clips come off pretty easily and the insert comes out. So I don't want to break it. Let me see, you can see how it's screwed in? There's a screw. All right, so here's the insert. You're going to want to take the insert out of the toy. Now the downside of these sorts of toys, I'll just put it back together briefly, is, you know, while it's thrusting in and out, cum could go through this gap and get down into the side and into the motor. So when you're using this, I would recommend when you're about to cum, angle it like this. Angle it so that you shoot your cum down into the insert. Oops, hit the light. you want to angle down into the insert when you're using it. You don't want to like hold it up like this. I know when you have an erection, your penis naturally sticks up a bit and you may want to hold it like this. The problem is when you come, that cum is going to come out the cup into this outer section, and then when you pick it up to go clean it off, it can get down into the motor. Best case scenario, you might cause a smell. Worst case scenario, you could break the toy, because if moisture or cum gets down into the motor, that's the end of your toy. So be careful, angle it down when you're coming. And I recommend, even though it is a pain in the ass to take this clip off, take the insert out to rinse it out. Do not take the whole toy into the bathroom to rinse it out, because you might get water down into the motor and then your toy's gonna break. So that's just basic motorized sex toy maintenance tips right there. It doesn't look like the insert has any kind of special channels. It goes in pretty easily. You don't need like an extra stick. I've seen some toys that you need like an extra stick to get the insert on. This one doesn't look like that's the case. Okay, so the insert goes on fairly easily, and then I assume this clips right on. There you go. All right, that wasn't too bad. The clip is a little bit of a time sink, but not too bad. Then this should clip back on, or... All right, does it? There we go. All right, cool. And then, of course, you can attach the hands-free, so it screws into this part in the back. And the point of the hands-free kind of device, now this still has the thing on it, but you attach this to, it won't stick to the wall because of the texture, but you could stick to something metal, and you can basically use it. Now you obviously got to tighten this, but you can use this, you know, hands-free. So you can attach this under your desk, and then when you're looking at porn or playing a VR game, you can have this toy essentially jerking you off hands-free, which is really cool, especially if you are playing a VR game and the character in the game can do cowgirl, because you can be sitting in your chair at your computer and then have this hands-free device give you a blowjob or ride you cowgirl, and it can simulate that because of this hands-free kind of suction cup mount. So pretty cool. Honestly, I wasn't expecting much from this toy. I was not expecting much. Pleasantly surprised on my part. Big improvement over the original model. I think the original model had a pretty weak motor. It was also on the loud side. So big improvement. This is only $71. It's on sale now, 36% off. I don't know how long it's going to last. And I have a 15% off coupon code. So given that it's already, you know, closer to $50 than $100, I would say this is a pretty good buy. The motor seems pretty powerful, so Hemi's a good company. If you haven't tried a hands-free device, the thing is when you're masturbating with a fleshlight, your brain knows you're masturbating. But when you use a hands-free device or a doll or something that feels more like sex, your brain can forget you're masturbating, and then the sex is going to feel that much better, because when your brain thinks you're having sex, it's going to release a lot more dopamine, a lot more pleasure chemicals. So if you haven't checked out a hands-free toy or a toy that simulates real sex rather than just an accessory to masturbate with, you're missing out. So I kind of recommend this, actually. It's sub $100, which it's hard to find a good strong toy for less than $100. This is one of them. It's a hands-free toy, so if you haven't tried one, you should try one. Easy to clean. I mean, easy-ish. Obviously, some toys are a lot easier to clean than others, but I was able to do it even with my gloves on, so that's not a problem. It comes with free lube, and it comes with a hands-free mount, so cool. Recommended for its price range. Very strong recommend. Overall, there's obviously better toys, but you're going to be paying a lot more for them. So anyway, check this out. Save 15%, and it's already on sale, 36% off. So thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time.